Do Not Wait by Susan Barton. Schools often tell parents of struggling students to wait, as this parent shared. I need some help to decide what to do for my 8-year-old son. He is finishing second grade, but he has never read at grade level. The principal wanted him to repeat first grade, but my husband and I refused, so he was sent to second grade. He has worked with a reading specialist one-on-one for 2 years, with no improvement. I asked his teacher last year if he could be dyslexic. She told me that was not possible. She claimed he just had a behavior issue. I disagree and feel that he lost a year because of her poor attitude. He was diagnosed with visual acuity issues and Erlen syndrome, but after 8 months of no improvement and horrible migraines, we decided to involve our pediatrician. He sent us to a pediatric ophthalmologist at a university who said my son does not have a vision problem at all. He said my son has dyslexia, and he felt my son's headaches were caused by the tension and stress of not being able to do the work. Yet he recommended we wait until he is 9 to be tested by the school because the gap will be greater. His school has promised they will test him for special ed services next year. The problem is, I don't want the gap to get any larger. I want to help him now. What should I do? If you know or suspect your child has dyslexia, waiting is the worst thing you can do because it will not go away. Your child will only get further and further behind. Every parent who has contacted me during the past 20 years wished they had started providing the right type of tutoring sooner. So do not wait for the school to test him. Start tutoring him now using the Barton Reading and Spelling System or any other good Orton-Gillingham-based system. Tutor him every day during the summer while the pressure of school, homework, and tests is gone. You will be amazed how much his skills can improve with daily tutoring. And if you think that qualifying for special ed services is the answer, read on. A school psychologist shared, "From what I see, the biggest hurdle for these students is what happens after the students are placed in special ed." This parent shared, "I have a 12-year-old son who is in sixth grade. He attended a private Christian school until fourth grade. They noticed his reading struggles in second grade and put him in a reading lab. It was worthless. We got his eyes checked, and the doctor said he had a tracking problem. We spent more than $2,000 on vision therapy and eye exercises that did not help with his reading. He has gotten private tutoring, speech therapy, and has gone to a number of tutoring centers. We have spent countless amounts of money on him. Everyone told us he would either grow out of it or he would learn to compensate. In fourth grade, we moved him to a public school, hoping to get more services for him. He did qualify for special education due to his reading. We thought we finally had the answer. Wrong. He is now in sixth grade, yet he is still reading at a second grade level and is a horrible speller. They work with him one-on-one in the resource room, and they allow him to listen to books so he can keep up with what his classmates are reading. But he still is not learning how to read, write, or spell. I am so frustrated. I have cried. I have been angry. I have been humbled. I have prayed and prayed and prayed. God finally gave me peace about not pushing him so much and not being too hard on him. But he is not getting any better. He studies the weekly spelling list for hours and hours, yet he forgets the words by the following week. Yet he gets A's and B's on his report cards, which amazes me. Our public education system has become a joke. He is in sixth grade and can't read or write anywhere near grade level, yet they are giving him A's and B's. There must be so many other children who are also slipping through the cracks, and so many parents at a loss. I would like to start tutoring him using the Barton system, but he absolutely refuses to try one more program or tutor, because in the past, they have all done more damage than good. So parents, get your child the right type of tutoring yourself as early as possible. It makes a huge difference, as this parent shared. Dear Mrs. Barton, thank you so much for helping us help our daughter. We learned about Learning Ally through you. We learned about classroom accommodations through you. And we found a great Barton tutor through you. It has been a joy to watch my daughter grow from being a reluctant third grader to an engaged fourth grader. She still has a lot of work with her tutor, and we will have many other challenges. But knowing there are resources that we can use to help her be successful is an unbelievable comfort. And this parent shared, Susan, I have to thank you for all you do. The support and knowledge you have shared has helped me with my daughter in so many ways. 2 years ago, after we gave up on the school, we had her tested privately and discovered she has dyslexia and ADD. That's why she would never read out loud in class, or even to us. That was then. Yesterday, after 2 years of Barton tutoring and appropriate accommodations, she stood in front of the entire school, classmates, teachers, and parents, and delivered an amazing and confident speech about why she should be SCA president. She won the election. I knew she was special and had many gifts, but yesterday she proved it to herself and her school. She said, "Challenges make you stronger and wiser," which is what her speech was about. My husband and I sat back last night thinking of the last 2 years, and we realized how hard she has worked, but she never gave up. Kids with dyslexia are tough. I am not sure I could do what she has done, but I am glad I was there to encourage her along the way. Thank you for all your help and guidance. We couldn't have done it without your support.